It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We made it through Hanukkah, Festivus, Christmas, and now it's Kwanzaa. It's a seven-day cultural festival celebrating family, community, and culture. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. Now, the story dominating the news this holiday season is the same as it was last year, COVID. Appearing on ABC's This Week on Sunday, Dr. Fauci said that COVID-19 cases, already at record levels in some areas, will probably continue to climb as the, quote, extraordinarily contagious Omicron variant spreads rapidly across the country. He said every day it goes up and up. The last weekly average was about 150,000, and it likely will go much higher. The president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Fauci, warned that although Omicron appears to cause less severe symptoms and fewer hospitalizations than other strains, Americans shouldn't be complacent because the sheer number of infections, he said, might override a real diminution in severity. He added that we're particularly worried about unvaccinated people who are the most vulnerable ones. The surge has spurred a rush for at-home COVID-19 tests, which are in rare supply right now. Meanwhile, holiday travel has been a mess. U.S. airlines continued to cancel flights on Sunday due to surging virus infections among crews, as well as severe weather in some places. Commercial airlines canceled over 1,000 flights on Sunday, both domestic and international departures and arrivals. That was the third straight day of a wave of cancellations that disrupted travel for thousands of travelers. There were 997 flights called off on Christmas Day, almost 700 on Christmas Eve, and thousands of other departures were delayed over the holiday weekend. But it is a global problem. France on Sunday reported that it confirmed more than 100,000 new coronavirus infections in a single day for the first time. The high mark was the latest sign that the highly transmissible Omicron variant is fueling an explosive surge across Europe, where many countries have imposed new lockdowns and other restrictions in hopes of curbing new infections. More than 1 in 100 people in Paris and surrounding areas have tested positive in the last week alone. While most of the new cases were Omicron, there's still a surge of infections with the Delta variant, which is keeping hospital admissions very high. President Emmanuel Macron's government has scheduled a Monday meeting to discuss new measures to address the crisis. But here at home, some of us are living in opposite world. Seriously, at least 5 Republican-led states are now giving unemployment benefits to people who've lost jobs over vaccine mandates, and it's expected more will join that group. Workers who quit or were fired for cause, including for defying company policy, are generally ineligible for jobless benefits. But Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Kansas, and Tennessee have carved out exceptions for those who won't submit to the vaccine regimens that many companies now require. Similar ideas have been floated already in Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Just incredible. In other news, Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Sunday that he will be forced to consider numerous options, including a military response, if NATO doesn't guarantee it will bar Ukraine from membership in the alliance. Putin also called for reducing Western military deployments in Eastern Europe. His demands were contained in a pair of draft treaties that Russia submitted to NATO earlier this month. Putin, whose remarks aired on Russian state TV on Sunday, expressed concerns that missiles could be deployed in Ukraine if the former Soviet member joins NATO. He said, "We have nowhere to retreat. They have pushed us to a line that we can't cross." Huh? NATO was unlikely to agree to Putin's terms. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters, quote, "NATO member countries decide who is a member of NATO, not Russia." All righty then. Verdict watch continues in 2 of the 3 cases we've been watching. On Friday afternoon, just in time for them to be home for Christmas, the jurors in the Kim Potter manslaughter case returned 2 guilty verdicts on first and second degree manslaughter charges for killing Dante Wright, alleging that she mistook her service weapon for a taser. The former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer was immediately taken into custody to await sentencing. The juries in the two other big trials on Verdict Watch resumed deliberations Monday morning. Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's alleged enabler, and Elizabeth Holmes, who faces 11 criminal counts for duping investors and the public over blood testing technology. And despite all the doom and gloom forecasts for this Christmas season, people got all their orders on time, believe it or not, and U.S. retail sales rose 8.5% during this holiday season. It's the highest annual gain in 17 years. As a report by MasterCard showed, the rise is fueled by both online and brick-and-mortar shopping. I got the doom. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.